I guess I'm here to tell you guys how to be successful in practice. The truth is, it wasn't always like that for me.
Marketing campaign tool. Now he's teaching it around the world to get 11,000 new patients in 1 year in his 8 practices. You want to know how he does it? No, no. What's wrong with you? Thank you. Do you want to know how he does it? Do you want to kick some?
Yes.
Do you want to kick some?
Yes.
All right, we're getting there. Who wants to know how he got 11,000 new patients in 8 offices? Am I the only one? Oh, I don't know what is wrong with people. DC Growth Practice, I love it. DCPracticeGrowth.com. This guy speaks for one of my favorites, T. Harv Eker, who wrote Secrets of a Millionaire Mind. How many know that book? Come on. Oh, my dear Lord, we have a crisis. Okay, it's mandatory reading for a chiropractor. You have to get it to all your CAs. This guy is a teacher for T. Harv, speaks around the world. Robert Kiyosaki was just on the stage teaching for Jay Abraham. How many of you know Jay Abraham? Come on, let's give a warm welcome to our brother from across the pond, Dr. Ryan Reeder. Come on. Bring him up. Oh, no, he's used to louder than that. Come on, he's a chiropractic brother. Let's go. He's bringing the heat, people.
Let me ask you guys a question. Are you guys learning a lot this weekend? How many of you genuinely believe that Monday morning you're gonna serve more people because of what you learned this weekend? Let me see some hands. Everyone say, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So as you noticed, I'm one of those speakers. I may ask you guys to participate. Is that okay?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
We will see. Listen, I just want to say my name is Dr. Ryan Reeder. It's an absolute honor and pleasure to be here with you guys today. First of all, none of us would be here if it wasn't for a particular gentleman, Dr. Paul Reed. I mean, this is an incredible event. The speakers have been amazing. The energy has been amazing. Can we please give it up for him? Give him a huge round of applause. Where's he? And then, I'm jumping down here. And then, we always say this, that one of my key sayings that I've been drumming into me, that the secret to success is to show up. So raise your hand if you left a family member to be here this weekend. Cool. Raise your hand if you got on a plane to be here this weekend. Raise your hand if you closed your practice to be here this weekend. So all I know is that tells me one thing about the group of people in this room is that you are dedicated to help other people, yes or yes.
Yes.
You wouldn't be here otherwise. And sometimes we forget to praise ourselves in these moments because it takes sacrifice to be here. And I thank you for that, but I would love to personally thank each and every one of you, but I need your help. So everyone raise your hands nice and high, raise your hands nice and high. I want you to put your hands behind the person next to you, pat them on the back and say you're freaking awesome. Cool. So, you guys ready to learn something?
Yeah.
I'm not feeling it. You ready? Thank you. So listen, let me first tell you a bit about myself. My name is Dr. Ryan. I have a beautiful wife and a beautiful daughter. That's my wife and daughter, Emma. Cute, right? Where are the parents in the room? Parents. Amazing or amazing? Who doesn't have kids? Raise your hand. Doesn't have kids. Can I give you some parenting advice? Is that okay? Sleep now. Sleep now. So my beautiful family, I'm one of 5 first-generation chiropractors. Myself, my wife, my brother, his wife, my sister-in-law is just qualified as a chiropractor. My other sister-in-law runs 4 of our practices, and then my mother-in-law does our accounts. We're all in. Everyone say, I'm all in.
I'm all in.
We're all in. Everything I've ever got has been from chiropractic. I've been so, so, so blessed. My business partner and I grew practices from 1 practice to 8 practices in about 4 years. We see 3,500 visits every single week. We have 35 docs, a team of over 100. Everyone think that's pretty cool? Most importantly, we serve a lot of people. Say, hell yeah, everything, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's important, you know. The more people, there was a book, I forget the name now. It said, the person that serves the most makes the most. The person that serves the most makes the most. That's why it's important. It comes first. Service comes first. That's my team, my full team there, over 100. We have our own conference venue. I also run a mastermind in the United Kingdom where we bring docs from all over the world and they come learn from my team and myself. If you look at the bottom right, I think it was Matt that spoke about the CAs. Where are the CAs in the room? Raise your hands. Make some noise, make some noise. So CAs, the docs don't like to hear this, but we all know you run the practice. We all know you're the boss, yes? So if you look at the bottom right, you're right, that's like only CAs and team members learning from my team how to do marketing, So we empower the CAs to then go do some stuff. I'll show you some results in a moment, pretty cool. Something called practice growth. That is something, as part of my membership, you get a print action guide every single month. The reason I send print, I don't know if you guys know this, online consumership of online programs is at 3%. 3%. Most people, only 3% of people actually consume online programs. So we send a print action guide. Last month was 50 pages, like just plug and play, our emails, our Facebook ads, everything. You guys think that's pretty cool? So we send that through every single month, over 50 pages to your door. That's what it looks like. And I guess I'm here to tell you guys how to be successful in practice. The truth is, it wasn't always like that for me. It certainly wasn't like it for me. I come from how many of you can, I'm in London now, but where's my accent originally from?
South Africa.
South Africa. So originally from South Africa, I qualified in South Africa. Those of you that don't know anything about the college in South Africa, I qualified from that college, and to say I was unmotivated is the understatement of the year. I had never ever heard, no one at my college in 6 years had told me, even mentioned the word green books. I qualified from chiropractic college and I didn't know what the green books were. Everyone do like a gasp or something. Like, isn't that crazy? You know, I qualified from chiropractic school and I didn't want to be a chiropractor. I'll never forget, there was a clinician in my final years helping us in college, and he looked at me and he said, don't do it, man. Now, I've just done 6 years of chiropractic school, and he looked me in the eye and he said, don't do it, don't become a chiropractor. That's the kind of college I went to. So how many of you reckon that that's quite a tough environment, yes? So I finished chiropractic school, my wife and I, she's the only reason I passed, and we moved to the United Kingdom, and I was determined to be successful, but I hadn't been exposed to chiropractic, really. Moved to the United Kingdom, and I actually downloaded the application forms to do a postgraduate medical degree. That's how I'd like, absolutely disillusioned I was, and just no passion. And it really wasn't any of our faults that came from that college, because you understand that I only knew what I knew. You guys understand, yes? So I knew I had to fund this somehow, and I applied for a chiropractic position in the United Kingdom. And the first position I walked into, it was the first time I'd ever seen open plan. I walked in there, and for me, the energy was amazing. It was amazing. It was just different. And the guy I was applying for a job for, he said to me, I want to give you one task. How many tasks?
One.
He said, all I want you to do is speak to people. It was a test, right? And I remember the first person, I can picture where I was standing, I can remember what he looked like. He had a walking stick, and he looked at me in the eye. I introduced myself, and he looked me in the eye, and he said, young man, you have an amazing career ahead of you. He said, but I want you to make me a promise. First person I ever spoke to, first patient I ever spoke to. He said, don't you ever let anybody have the surgery that I had. Routine discectomy. Routine. Partially paralyzed on one side. So in that moment, let me ask you a question. Who had more certainty, him or me? But that was a magical moment for me, because I was like, wow, if this guy's got so much certainty, there's got to be something about it. You guys understand, yes? And it was really that path that set me down, you know, exploring, coming to conferences like this and finding out stuff. So it's been a long journey now. It's been well over 12 years or whatever it is. And we've done some very cool stuff. And I've worked with hundreds of docs all around the world. And there's probably four or five things that I've seen all successful docs have in common. Would you like to know what they are?
Yes.
I'm not feeling it. Would you like to know?
Yes.
Awesome. Give someone a high five and say, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I've lost my slides. Quickly. Okay, cool. I know it already. Number one. Everything is
energy.
Okay, on the count of three, I want everyone to say energy as loud as they can. One, two, three.
Energy.
Oh, come on, you can do louder. One, two, three.
Energy.
Feel better?
Yeah.
Everything is energy, baby. Everything is energy. I'll never forget, I had a chiropractor come work for us, and he was Spanish. He couldn't speak a word of English. And he came through and he spent time with us, and his energy was amazing. I kid you not, I regularly heard him making up words. He would say subluxationitis all the time. All the time. But I tell you one thing, cues out the door. His name was Miguel. Cues out the door. Just a film of glass separating this adjustment bay from this adjustment bay. And he was busy and he could barely speak English. And the other most posh English in the world could be across the way who had no one in the office. And BJ spoke about this. He said innate to innate. He said innate to innate. Sometimes you don't have to say anything and you can communicate. How many of you guys know what I'm talking about? But energy is universal, baby. It's universal. Everybody say, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's universal. You've got energy, you're going to be successful. That's what it comes down to. And this next quote I'm going to show you now, this is one of the most exact definitions, I think, of a chiropractic office. The key to success is to raise your own energy, and when you do, people will naturally be attracted to you. And when they show up, how many of you think that sounds very much like a chiropractic practice? Listen, people will pay to see a fire burn, but are you prepared to be that fire? Everyone say, yes, I am. Are you prepared to be that fire? Are you prepared to be on fire? People will pay to come watch you burn with passion. With what, please?
Passion.
People will pay to watch that. People will pay to watch that. People will be attracted to you. You can never heal someone who's got more energy than you. So you guys have to be committed to doing that. Are you guys committed to working on your energy?
Yes.
Give someone a high five and say, we will, we will, we will. Cool. Number two is certainty. Certainty. How many of you guys realize that just about anyone that stands up here has heaps of certainty? How many of you guys notice that? Yes? Listen, I'll tell you now is that nothing changed my life more than understanding what I needed to become certain on. Because I came from chiropractic college and I wasn't certain on anything. Is anyone else in the room like that? You came from chiropractic college, wasn't certain about anything. I wasn't certain about what a subluxation was. I wasn't certain about what I actually did. But I'll tell you this, is in a moment, sitting in the audience like you are today, I became certain in a moment what I needed to become certain on. And certainty, I love talking about certainty because I've been the guy who had zero certainty. Certainty waxes and wanes. I'm telling you right now, determination comes before certainty. If you're determined to become certain, you will keep become certain if you stay in the heat. And I run a big team. And I'll tell you this, is that I know that if I want to expose a doc to the principles, often if I do it, it's going to fall on deaf ears. It's going to fall on deaf ears. But if a third party does it, it changes a lot. So if you're trying to help people move them towards the principles, understand this, is that a mind that is stretched by a new experience can never go back to its old dimensions. A mind that is stretched by a new experience can never go back to its old dimensions. And there's a saying, it says that the truth will set you
free,
but first it will piss you off. First of all, I was pissed off that I didn't know about the principles. I was pissed off that no one told me about the green books. I couldn't believe it. No one told me. I didn't know what 33 principles were when I finished college. And that's why events like this are so important. That's why Sherman College is so important. That's why life at university is so important. How many agree? Yeah. That's why we need to support them. Yes or yes? Yes. That those guys, they are the reason that we all get to, you know, that the chiropractic profession is going to move in the right direction. It's not going to be from the other colleges. Not going to be from other colleges. So next is determination. I genuinely don't think we talk enough in chiropractic about how tough business is. Not chiropractic, how tough business is. Do you know that 63% of all businesses in America will only ever break even or make a loss? Do you guys know that? 63% of all businesses in America will only ever break even or make a loss. Why am I telling you that? Because the reason I think we don't talk enough about how tough business is because it'll change our context when we go into business. When you go into business and you want to succeed, you've got to do the work. You've got to read the books. You've got to come to the conferences. You've got to go to the marketing conferences. You've got to get the coaches. But a lot of the times, you know, we don't. If we know these stats, it's a very different ball game. I'll tell you that those of you that had large teams, I'm a bit of a geek for business. I love this stuff. But you know, when you hire a fourth employee, when you go from three to four, the complexity, you only grow the team by 33%, but the complexity in the business goes up by 400%. One team member, 400%. If you go from 12 to 14 team members, just two extra team members, 12 to 14, the complexity is the same as the first 10 employees. Two extra employees. So my question to you is, from a determination perspective, do you have the structure in your business? Not systems, structure. Because we talk about systems all the time, and systems are great, but actually chiropractic, we're very strong with systems. A lot of great coaches out there, we've been given great, great, great systems, but the one thing we're lacking is structure. Everyone say structure. Structure. So what is structure? Structure is, do you have the correct meeting pulse? Do you have these old terms that I got from other books and things that I learned? Are you doing your 90-minute meetings on a weekly basis? Are you doing your quarterly meetings? Are you doing your quarterly one-on-ones? Do you have a great stats coming through on a weekly basis? Do you have core values? How many of you have a set of core values in your business? This is super important. I can give you books like super, super important because I'm telling you right now, the content is less important than the context. Have you ever heard a saying that how you say anything is way more important than what you say? So the question is, what's the context in your business? Do you have those systems? Which really moves me to respect for business principles. Number four. So we talk about going back to our roots. We talk about going back to our roots in chiropractic. But I want to read you this. This is a little quote. Bear with me. It's a little bit long. Isn't it funny? Man wakes up in the morning after sleeping in an advertised blanket on an advertised mattress, takes off in advertised pajamas, takes a shower in an advertised tub, shaves and advertised with an advertised razor, washes with an advertised soap, powders his face with advertised powder. I'll skip to the end. Rides to his office in an advertised car on advertised tires, where he refuses to advertise on the grounds that the advertising does not pay. Ladies and gentlemen, whose signature is that at the bottom? If it's good enough for BJ, is it good enough for us? Hello? Yes. Like, no man reached more people in chiropractic than BJ Palmer. Let me tell you more about him. So BJ was a master businessman. He said, early to bed, early to rise, work like hell, and advertise. That's how we reach more people. Like, here's some of his marketing exploits. We talk about going back to the source, but we forget this. I shudder to think where the chiropractic profession would be today if it wasn't for BJ's business nous, his business skills. He built mailing lists way before anyone was doing it. He had direct mail campaigns. He was only the second radio station. He bought the station in the world. Can you imagine if BJ Palmer was alive with social media? I reckon he would be Zuckerberg. Honestly, I really do. He'd be everywhere, right? He'd be everywhere. That was BJ. He was out there doing the thing. So the question is, if it was good enough for BJ, is it good enough for us? Yes or yes? Yes. Hello?
Yes.
But we've got to do the work. Everyone say, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
You've got to do the work. You've got to get out there. You've got to find the coaches, the business coaches, and do whatever it takes to succeed. And honestly, that's one of the key reasons I'll tell you this, another thing. With his students, he said they had to come for a course on salesmanship. This is BJ's quote. He said, we teach them the idea, and then we show them how to sell it. It's all BJ. Can you imagine where we would be today if it wasn't for him? I love studying his stuff because I love business, and he was a business guy. He was a business guy and a philosophy guy. The key is to understand that this is the one word that will change your life, and the word is and. It's philosophy and business. It's business and marketing. It's great team and philosophy. You guys understand, yes? It makes a difference. It makes a huge, huge difference the way you look at life. So that's really why I wrote this book. So I teach, I've got a book, it's on Amazon, it's $19 on Amazon. It is everything you could possibly want to know about how to market your business. I give you everything that we did, I just dump it in there, and I'll show you some of the results from that. So this is some of the guys who bought the book and done my course, 40 to 50 leads from Facebook in 4 days. 103 new patients in the book. We teach you how to get into talks, how to close the talk, how to get into the company. This is one of my students, got 103 new patients in a single talk. Raise your hand if you would love to get 103 new patients in 90 minutes. I want to hear a little bit more excitement than that. He made, like, that means 103 new patients, they paid. That's £30 on the day. That's close to $50. No, probably $40. On the day. Pretty cool, yes? Yes. Here's another one of my clients. So we teach people how to drive people from Facebook into the office. So his campaign, he got 43 new patients from a talk in his practice. We do this every single week. Every single week. We get people into the practice from our marketing strategies, and then we deliver value, and then we offer them opportunity to come see us every single week. We don't do a dinner even, but we do this every single week. We can, but we do it every single week, and we teach people how to do it. This is Rachel. The reason I wanted to put Rachel up there, because Rachel is a CA. Rachel's a CA. Does all the marketing in the practice, by the way. Matt, you spoke about this. Does all the marketing in the practice. This is my members page. She said our first in-house screening. So what is that? So my members got a bit lazy. They were like, I don't want to go out and do screening, so I'm just going to tell people to come to us. So they on Facebook, they're selling tickets to come for a screening, and people come to them, 124 tickets sold, 46 confirmed, 39 attended, 33 new patients in 1 day, and the CAs did everything. How many think that's pretty cool? Pretty cool, right? CAs, do you reckon you can do this? CAs, I'm not feeling it. Can you do it? You can do it, man. Listen, the docs need your help. Matt, we spoke about it. They need your help. I can barely do anything on Facebook if it wasn't for my team. I'm a great marketer, but we teach people where to click. If it was that difficult to do Facebook marketing, Facebook wouldn't be a trillion-dollar company, billion-dollar company, whatever it is. They're an advertising platform. If it was that difficult, like other people try and make it look way more complicated than it is. If it was that difficult, you think Facebook, that's what they do. They sell advertising. And there wouldn't be a massive company. You guys understand, yes? Awesome. So, by the way, how many of you would love a free copy of the book? Awesome. So listen, if you message that number and you say NPA, book or uppercase, I will personally purchase the book and post it to you. I'll personally purchase the book and post it to you, right? From that. And in the beginning, I told you about my practice growth playbook. That's another level of my membership, which we send a physical action guide every single month. Sorry, I know you guys are there. The number is there. I will if you just follow all the prompts, if you'd like 3 months of our membership, I will personally give you 3 months of the membership, and I'll post you something you can cancel anytime you want. I will send you a physical action guide in the post every single month of swipe and deploy stuff. There's everyone getting all around the world. That's what it looks like. Here's some of the results. I'll go back to that slide in the end. Here's some of the results from my members. 48% turnover, like for like, in 2018. New patients are up 118%. Give me a hell yeah if you'd love your growth to be 118%. Yeah. Be pretty cool, right? Here's another one. Second quarter results, a whopping 62% up. Another one, first half of the year compared to first 2018, new patients are up 46%. Number of visits, 35%, but most importantly, collections are up 50%, 57%. Pretty cool, right? So if you like that, listen, just follow the prompts, and I'll send it to you for free. You can cancel anytime you want. I'll give you the book for free, and I'll send you that. So Listen, the last thing I really want to cover today is you can have all those things down. You can have great energy, you can have determination, you can have great business skills. But there's one thing I promise you right now, if you don't work on, it's very tough to be successful. And that is self-concept. That's self-concept. So self-concept is really talking about self-love and understanding that our self-ideals, our image, you will never ever outperform, you will never outperform your self-image. And there's no such thing as a business problem. There's only a personal problem that shows up as a business problem. How many of you guys know what I'm talking about? There's only a personal problem that shows up as a business problem. So who do we have to work on first? Everyone say ourselves. It's all about ourselves first. It's all about understanding that we are always limited to the size, our own bigness, what we've done in our in the world. So everyone close your eyes, please. Put your hands on your chest. Close your eyes, put your hand on your chest. Sit up nice and straight. Close your eyes, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Breathe out. And everyone repeat after me. I love myself. I forgive myself. I serve big. I have a big heart. I love myself. Twice as loud.
I love myself.
Three times as loud. I love myself. Four times.
I love myself.
As loud as you can go.
I love myself.
Give someone a high five and say, I love you. So I'll leave you, guys with this. First of all, did you learn something?
Yes.
I'll leave you with this. Is sometimes we go through this chiropractic journey and you know how a lot of speakers and a lot of people will tell us that we're making a huge difference. We're saving lives. Everybody say, I save lives. But honestly, sometimes you're not sure. As a CA, sometimes you're not sure. Are you saving lives? Are you really making a difference? And this quote I'm going to show you now changed my life. It really changed my life, helped give me purpose. And understand this, when you feel like you're not making a big difference, there's a guy, his name's Buckminster Fuller. How many know who Bucky Fuller is? So Bucky Fuller invented the geodome, and he was Robert Kiyosaki's biggest mentor, actually. And this is what Bucky said. One more time, close your eyes, close your eyes, close your eyes, close your eyes, and listen to me, listen to my voice. Your significance may remain obscure to you, but rest assured that you are fulfilling your purpose if you commit yourself to the highest advantage of others. Take a deep breath in. Breathe out. Open your eyes. Read the quote in your own time. So as long as you commit yourself to the highest advantage of others, in as little, doesn't matter what it is, there's no act that's too small. There's no thing you can do that can help that's too small. So I just want to say I love and appreciate you, and I thank you so much for this opportunity on stage, and I hope you guys learned a lot today.
Come on, let's give it up for Dr. Ryan. Oh my gosh.